Simon & Schuster Audio presents Love Smart. Find the one you want, fix the one you got. By Dr. Phil McGraw. Read by the author. Now, here is Dr. Phil with Chapter 1, Your GPS, Great Partner Search.
People, you, me, all of us, are pretty much social animals. Left to our own devices, we tend to seek one another's company, mentally, physically, and spiritually. You can put a small number of people in a large space, and in a short time, they will cluster, seeking to see, hear, and touch one another. Just being around other people doesn't seem to be enough. On the day-to-day level, we as human beings tend to pair off, seeking more than just hanging out with random bipeds. We seem to need to fall in love, be in love, and share love. Since we all seem to kind of want the same things, you would think it would be relatively easy to pair up and meet each other's mutual needs. But have you ever noticed that the smarter and more sophisticated we become, the harder we seem to make those parts of our lives that should be the easiest? I have people tell me all the time that for some reason, they just can't seem to find another human being that is willing to share the two little words, we or us, let alone put their boots under the bed and start filling out joint tax returns. They tell me that they just can't get a date, and if they do, it's either some mouth breather they hope they never see again, or a decent guy who won't call back, either because he doesn't want to or is afraid his wife might find out. As a result, they just sit around watching the drapes fade. As a few excerpts from your emails and letters show, at least most of you are keeping a sense of humor.
In all honesty, at this point in my life, being desperate seems like the good old days. I was on a blind date 2 weekends ago, and we couldn't meet at a club because being in a place that served liquor would violate his parole. I don't need someone to throw me a life preserver. I need someone to pull me out of the lonely waters and perform CPR.
The last time I had a second date, I think he actually called me by mistake and was too embarrassed to admit it. He ate dinner like he was at an eating contest. Then he rushed out like he was double parked. And I was back home before my dog even knew I was gone. Help.
The last date I had was with a computer guy who spent hours telling me why Windows ruled. By the time he was done, I was just looking for one to jump out of.
If you can't find the guy you want or don't know how to fix the guy you got, you and I are about to change that in a major way. If you're up at night wondering why everybody around you except you is in great relationships, getting engaged, getting married, having kids, and zooming right along in life, you and I are about to change that in a major way. If you're not finding that special someone that can light you up from the inside out, you are getting shortchanged, and we're definitely going to fix that. Something isn't right. Something is out of whack. What makes it even worse is that I believe with great certainty that this special someone does exist. He is out there. You may have already met him. You may even have a relationship with him, but just can't move it to the next level. Or maybe you're married to him, but the sizzle has started to fizzle. To get the relationship you want, you have to be willing to take an honest, even brutal look at what's going on and what's going wrong. You have to be willing to change what you're doing. Now, just a note to be sure that I'm very clear about one thing. I'm about to let you in on some secrets and strategies, assuming that you have decided that you want to find the right man for you. I do not now believe, nor have I ever, that any woman has to be married or have a man in her life in order to be whole, complete, or vitally alive. Having a man in your life is something that can be good if you find the right one. It's healthy to want and have a boyfriend or husband, not at the same time, of course, but it's not something that you need or must have. Getting married is not something you must do. Assuming that finding the right man is what you want, the task of creating a strong and rewarding relationship in this fast-paced time, with its high divorce rate and highly transient society, may sound intimidating. Let me assure you, it doesn't have to be. In fact, what we're about to do is going to be more fun than the law should allow. How exciting, how much fun is it to know that each and every day could be the day when you meet the person of your dreams, the person with whom you will spend the rest of your life. You never know if the next business meeting you have, the next customer you serve, or the next corner you turn will put you in front of that very person. This makes life exhilarating. I don't care who you are. Especially if all of a sudden you are no longer stumbling along aimlessly, but instead have the skills, abilities, plans, and strategies to make it happen. You are about to master the art of relating. You are about to get your relationship black belt. Then you're going to look back at what you used to do and just shake your head. Let me start off by telling you two things that I know for absolute drop-dead certain. First, if you do not have what you truly want in a relationship, then you are right. Something is seriously wrong. But here's the important part. What is wrong is not you. I repeat, the problem is not you. You are not a bad person. You are not failing to get a wonderfully rewarding relationship because you're not worthy of it. In fact, I believe to the absolute core of my soul that you are about to discover a huge secret. It is the best kept secret in your life. You.